the Civil War was fought over slavery. You can spin it however you want to spin it. You can say it was about states' rights. You can say it was about a federal government's rights. But in the end, this was about slavery. The slavery issue was ignored in 1787 with the Three-Fifths Compromise. In this, Civil War was almost inevitable. It was coming down the pike. With the end of it, in the South losing and coming back into the Union, they had to accept the 13th Amendment. And the 13th Amendment forbid slavery within the United States. What it reverted to was Jefferson's call for equality, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that these were God-given rights that were provided to all Americans, and that the government only served to protect those rights. So in essence, what the government had been doing up until the end of the Civil War, 1865, is it had not been doing its job. It had not been protecting the rights of slaves, the rights of black people. So the passage of the 13th Amendment then strikes the Three-Fifths Compromise. The mistake of the Three-Fifths Compromise is not fulfilling the God-given rights, the Creator-given rights, that were endowed upon all Americans through the Declaration of Independence. So the 13th Amendment, in essence, ends the practice of slavery. It forbids it in the United States.